Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Good morning, everyone. Have you heard about the possible plan to move the controversial Lower Manhattan Islamic Community Center from Park Place, right near the World Trade Center site, to the St. Vincent's Hospital building in the West Village? According to the New York Post, it is possible that the Saudi royal family would fund a plan to move the Islamic Center to the site, develop it there, and reopen St. Vincent's as a working hospital after the wrenching decision to close it that left the West Side without a hospital below the Columbus Circle area. Yesterday, the Saudi king denied that there is any such plan, but let's see what we can find out from Julie Menon, chair of Community Board 1 in Lower Manhattan. Her board, remember, approved the Islamic Center for its 13-story development project on Park Place before it became derisively known as the Ground Zero Mosque. Hi, Julie. Thanks for coming back on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Nice to be here.
What have you heard? Is there any such plan?
I don't believe there's any merit to the story. We haven't heard anything. And if you take a close look at the Post story, it's mostly unnamed sources other than a lawyer who is quoted as being close to the king. But we haven't heard any confirmation of it. And I just find the story to be highly suspicious.
Listeners, do you like the idea? If there is such a plan, West Village residents, would you like this Islamic Community Center and mosque at the St. Vincent site? And would you be happy about Saudi royal family money being spent to open St. Vincent's and actually operate it as a hospital again, as a PR move for the Saudi royal family? The Post speculates it would be done because they probably wouldn't make money on it. But do you like this idea? If you're in the West Village, if you're affected by the St. Vincent's closing, or anyone else, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, Julie Menon, chair of Community Board 1 in Lower Manhattan, my guest. And Julie, I read that you don't want it to move if it is an option. You want the center to develop near the Trade Center site as originally planned. Is that correct?
Correct. This whole idea that they would have to move, I think, is really un-American in nature. We have to remember that this whole country was founded by people who escaped religious persecution. So the idea that the center has to move or should move, I think, is really not the right principle. It's ultimately up to the developer if he wants to develop at that site or an alternate site. But I think that we saw really a very unfortunate kinds of intolerance surrounding this project. We have to remember that this mosque was in the Lower Manhattan community for 23 years, 10 blocks away from Ground Zero. So they wanted to move from a site 10 blocks away to a site 2.5 blocks away, and a site that is not even visible from Ground Zero. And so I think it was very unfortunate to see the kind of intolerance that we saw surrounding this project from the get-go. And a lot of it was drummed up by people who aren't even New Yorkers. We saw Sarah Palin and Newt Gingrich over the summer basically say that this group did not have the right to build the project. These aren't even New Yorkers, Brian, and they're trying to dictate what should or should not happen in New York City.
It was controversial in New York, too, though probably less controversial in the actual neighborhood of Lower Manhattan than it was in other places. But it's ironic. The whole world was hectoring the developers of the center to move away from Ground Zero. Now there may be an attractive out, and you're saying, no, don't go. So now the center is too much in demand?
Well, let me be clear. It's not that we're saying no, don't go. It's ultimately up to the developer. We would never presume to tell the developer where they should or should not develop the site, and I think others shouldn't as well. We've got to remember that this country was founded on religious freedom and the idea that a fifth of the world's population, Muslims, should have the right to develop a house of worship where they see fit. That's basically what they're saying. We're saying it's up to the developer where they want to develop this site, but they fundamentally have the right to develop the site in Lower Manhattan, and our community board unequivocally approved the project.
So the headline on Gothamist yesterday, playing off the New York Post article that quoted you, Gothamist headline, now Ground Zero Mosque is too popular, about you wanting it to stay or preferring that it be there, and West Village folks also wanting it to be there. So you think that headline is a little overstated?
First of of all, the community board unequivocally approved the project. We'd like to see the project developed in Lower Manhattan because there's a community center aspect and because we firmly stand up for religious tolerance. So, but it's, we cannot dictate where this developer wants to develop. And I think you could see that from any of the articles in the last 2 days, the developer was very clear that there was no truth to this report, and they do intend to develop the site as planned in Lower Manhattan.
And listeners, we have this as our thoroughly unscientific poll question today on our politics website, It's a Free Country. So you can go to itsafreecountry.org and answer the question, would you support moving the planned Islamic Community Center from Park Place to St. Vincent's Hospital with Saudi royal family money that also reopens the hospital? Would you support that plan, yes or no? Answer our thoroughly unscientific poll question at itsafreecountry.org. Meanwhile, Mary Ann in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for calling.
I called not because I'm a resident of the West Village. I lived for several years across the 3rd Avenue from the mosque on 96th Street, which the Saudis also built, and it's a beautiful facility. However, it was not beautiful to live across the street from. You know, these are Wahhabi Muslims, and they're very, 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 very conservative. And what I most disliked about...
Well, the Saudis are, not Imam Rauf, who would develop the
right.
center, but
well,
the Saudis are.
Well, he should get somebody else to fund him, because here's why I object. Living across the street from the mosque on Fridays, the imam, who was, when you saw him on the street, just the nicest little dumpling of a man, would get up and sermonize on Fridays, and he'd start out in a normal tone of voice. What I didn't like about the neighbor, let me just tangentially say that they piped out the sermons every Friday, whether or not you wanted to listen, at a huge volume. And the imam would start in a normal tone of voice at 11, and by 1 o'clock or whatever it was, 2 hours later, he'd be screaming at the top of his voice and pounding the podium. It was really awful.
So the noise living across from it, okay. Of course, a lot of clergy people in various traditions tend to get a little bit whipped up. But Mary Ann, thank you. Is that something, Julie Menon, that you've dealt with as a community board? Any noise factor, piping prayers or prayer music, calls to prayer, anything like that?
We've never had that complaint, Brian, but what I would recommend to the caller is that she call her local community board. It obviously, there's a very strict noise code in New York City, and if it's being violated, she should lodge a complaint.
Ken in the West Village, an ER doctor. Ken, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
So, I mean, I think there are two separate issues. One is the outrageous nature of the way this was dealt with, like the community board person had said, that the fact that outside people, and even the people in New York City who were involved with it, took it as an issue and ran with it. And really, it was such an undemocratic kind of process that went on. It was demagoguing about all of this. The other thing is, you know, as an ER physician, I'm outraged at the fact that St. Vincent's didn't have their act together, knew months in advance that they were going to be losing, how bad their finances were. And now, all of a sudden, the area where I live is completely without a hospital, as you mentioned. But that's a whole other picture. I guess if the Saudis were willing, or somebody was willing to come in and fund it, that would be wonderful. But it really just speaks to me a lot more about the horrendous state of health care in this country, the fact that we need national health care, that there should be much more of an overview from the federal government that would not allow things like this to happen, and we wouldn't have to go to the Saudis and beg them to reopen a hospital that should never have been closed in the first place.
Ken, thank you for your call. And our guest, Julie Menon, chair of Community Board 1 in Lower Manhattan, where the community center and mosque is currently planned to be built. If you're just joining us, the idea has been reported in the New York Post that perhaps the Saudi royal family is thinking of funding the reopening of St. Vincent's Hospital in the West Village, along with moving the Islamic Community or Cultural Center and mosque there. Julie, have you spoken to Imam Rauf or his wife, Daisy Khan, about these reports?
I have not. I have not spoken to them about it, but I understand from others that they are denying the report and that they have not had any contact with the Saudi royal family. I do, however, Brian, want to comment on the last caller's very eloquent comments about St. Vincent's, because I completely agree with him. It is outrageous that the city and state allowed St. Vincent's to fail. It was very clear from the get-go that there were real problems vis-a-vis St. Vincent's, and for there not to be a hospital in that area is a travesty. We now only have one hospital in all of Lower Manhattan, and that is Downtown Hospital. And we have now no inpatient pediatric emergency room in Lower Manhattan. So for kids that are sick and need inpatient services, they need to go uptown. We also don't have a cardiac unit downtown. So for heart attack patients, for people who live or work in Lower Manhattan, they are also being farmed uptown. And we also have to remember that Lower Manhattan still remains the number one terrorist target in the world. So God forbid, if there is another terrorist attack, where are these people going to be treated? St. Vincent's played a critical role after 9/11 in caring for people. And now with only one hospital downtown, it's simply not enough.
Steve in Tribeca, you're on WNYC. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Brian. My place is about a block and a half from the proposed mosque site, and so certainly I would miss it, both for what it would offer to the residents and also as a symbol of tolerance. But it does seem as though the hospital is a much higher need for both the village area and the Greenwich and the lower Manhattan community. So I guess I would tearfully see it go if that were the case. But certainly I'd like to keep it if we could.
Thank you very much. By the way, Julie, the AP Wire just moved a story a little while ago. It says Saudi Arabia's royal palace says King Abdullah has left the New York Presbyterian Hospital in good health after two successful back surgeries. The 86-year-old King had his first surgery last month for a slipped disc and a blood clot pressing on the nerves in his back. The second surgery, it says, meant to stabilize a number of vertebrae, was performed early this month. So he wouldn't have to go to a Presbyterian hospital anymore. He'd have his own hospital. He's got enough money. But it is funny that this comes up just as he is at a New York hospital.
Oh, exactly. So maybe his experience with the New York City healthcare system proved to be positive. But, Brian, I think one really interesting issue that has been raised by all of this is, again, I think people are not focusing on what we really need to be focusing on, which is protecting New York City from another terrorist attack. We have to remember that in Washington, they keep cutting our homeland security. So this year, they cut homeland security for New York City by $54 million. And it's not a Democratic or a Republican issue. Both administrations, both the Obama and the Bush administrations, have done the same thing in terms of severe cuts to New York City's homeland security. And in many areas of homeland security, for example, the state of Wyoming receives more money than New York City. So we're not treating homeland security decisions based on real risk. And that is something that I hope all New Yorkers and people around the country will join us in our fight on.
Do you expect, if this plan proves to be real, that there would be a lot of resistance to taking Saudi money, even to reopen St. Vincent's Hospital, certainly after 9/11, when somebody in the Saudi royal family, I shouldn't say this because I'm not sure I have my country right, but somebody was trying to make a financial gesture and Mayor Giuliani turned it down from that era. Maybe that was from the United Arab Emirates, so maybe that's not the same.
Yes, I believe it was.
Yes. But would you expect, though, to be resistance, either because it's Arab money, Wahhabist money, you know, Saudi money with all the baggage that country has?
One of the things that Iman Faisal has been very, very clear about is that he wants to engage in a very careful vetting process for any money that is received for his project near Ground Zero. And I think that he is really focused on transparency and making sure that people are comfortable with that. Obviously, this is an issue for the State Department, so I'm not going to comment on whether or not the Saudi family should donate or not donate. But this whole idea of the lack of a health care facility on the west side of Lower Manhattan is critical. That community deserves a health care facility. We do need to have one, and it shouldn't be up to foreign governments to provide us with that. That should be a basic right.
And now as we look it up, we think that it was, in fact, a Saudi sheikh who tried to donate money after 9/11, and Mayor Giuliani turned it down. So there would be some controversy, probably, over that money coming in if it proves to be real. But the bottom line, before you go, is that you think this story is very flimsy, as originally reported in the post hung on one lawyer who has a relationship with the Saudi royal family, and you don't think this is a real proposal?
I don't think it's a real proposal. If it is a real proposal, I think we would see more named sources. I'm always suspicious when there are a series of unnamed sources, none of whom want to put their name attached to the story. So I am suspicious of it, but only time will tell if it's true or not true. If it is true, then obviously we will comment accordingly. But right now we're going on a series of unnamed sources, and the royal family itself is saying that it's not true. So, but it does point to the larger question of we absolutely need to have a healthcare facility in the west side of Lower Manhattan. And it also points to the fact that it's ultimately up to the developer of the Islamic Cultural Center in Lower Manhattan as to where he wants to build his facility. He has the ultimate right to build it as intended in Lower Manhattan. And our community board has firmly stood behind that project.
Julie Madden, chair of Community Board 1 in Lower Manhattan. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian.
By the way, I have the October 12th New York Times here on my screen now, October 12, 2001, Prince Al-Walid bin Talal bin Abdulaziz Al-Saud expressed regret today that his proposed $10 million donation to the Twin Towers Fund had been rejected by Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. The prince said, however, that he had no qualms about his criticism of American policy in the Middle East, which he expressed in a news release. So we'll see if this plan turns out to be real, if that kind of controversy rears its head again. All right. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. When we come back from a short break, the FCC's new internet policy, is it fake net neutrality? And in the meantime, if you have an opinion about moving the mosque and cultural center to St. Vincent's Hospital, if the plan turns out to be founded, we have a thoroughly unscientific poll question on our politics website. Would you support moving the center to St. Vincent's Hospital with Saudi royal family money? If that turns out to be real, answer yes or no at itsafreecountry.org.